With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Israel's attack on Hamas in Doha, Qatar is drawing criticism from President Trump, who says, "We want the hostages back, but we're not thrilled about the way that went down." Still, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu stands behind his decision to greenlight the attack.
Israel acted wholly independently, and we take full responsibility for this action. This action can open the door to an end of the war.
While a half dozen people were killed in the airstrike, Hamas says no members of its senior leadership were among them. Poland describes it as an act of aggression by Russia. Prime Minister Tusk says a large number of Russian drones entered Polish airspace overnight, many of them shot down with the help of the NATO allies. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
Just today we have seen a reckless and unprecedented violation of Poland and Europe's airspace by more than 10 Russian Shahid drones. Europe stands in full solidarity with Poland.
In the aftermath of the horrific murder of a young woman in a light rail car in Charlotte, North Carolina, the White House is condemning soft-on-crime policies embraced by so many cities and states.
This beautiful, innocent 23-year-old young woman was a Ukrainian refugee who had recently fled her country for a chance at a safer life and a promising new beginning here in the United States of America. But tragically, a public transportation system in a major American city was more dangerous than the active war zone that she left.
The suspect now faces federal as well as state charges in the fatal knife attack. President Trump says he's ready to help another U.S. city fight crime. Details expected later today. This is SRN News. The new pope is following in the footsteps of the old pope.
Conservative Catholics are outraged at the decision by Leo XIV to name Roman Museum Director Christiana Perella the new president of the Pontifical Academy of Fine Arts. She is well known for publishing homoerotic and sadomasochistic works that would be inappropriate to even describe here. The academy she will be leading was established 500 years ago by the Vatican to promote Christianity through the visual arts, music, and literature. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hong Kong lawmakers are set to debate a government-proposed framework to recognize same-sex partnerships. The debate this week will result in a vote determining the future of the city's LGBT couples. The proposal follows a 2023 landmark court ruling in favor of same-sex unions. Passage of the bill would allow couples who already have formed unions overseas to register their partnerships locally. This is SRN News. A federal court says Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook can keep her job, at least for the time being.
Last month, Trump said he was firing Cook over allegations raised by one of his appointees that she committed mortgage fraud. Cook's lawyers have argued her firing was unlawful because presidents can only remove Fed governors for cause. That's typically meant inefficiency, neglect of duty, or malfeasance while in office. The allegations involve Cook's purchase of two properties in 2021 before she joined the Fed. Trump's repeatedly criticized the traditionally independent Fed and Chair Jerome Powell for being too slow to lower interest rates. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Apple has unveiled its next generation of iPhones, including a new ultra-thin model and a slight price hike for one of its high-end models. The iPhone 17 lineup includes a new slimmed-down model that will adopt the Air name. More details at srnnews.com.